I'm currently with Leona Lewis at the halfway point for the 5 mile sponsored walk for Hopefield. How are you doing, Leona?
Really good. I think it's been a good walk so far. Everyone's like joking and laughing, and we're like hopping over fences and making sure no one falls.
It's a bit muddy and slippy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So the aim is to raise £100,000 before Christmas. Have you and Hopefield got any other ideas or events coming up soon?
Yeah, at the moment we're kind of devising different things. The main event will be the Christmas event. And the nativity, so that'll be the main thing that we're leading up to, but we've definitely got lots more ideas and ways that we can try and raise money and raise support.
And what will the money go towards?
The money that we raise is going to go towards new barns for Hopefield, because at the moment a lot of the buildings are falling down, the roofs are falling down. Care for the animals, because a lot of our animals are sick and elderly and need a lot of extra care. You know, just weekly and monthly feed, and just general care of the animals.
And you are a patron for Hopefield. How did you get involved?
I got involved with Hopefield. I was coming down here. I met Ernie and the volunteers, and just saw how passionate they were about the place. And I've always wanted to be involved in an animal sanctuary, and Hopefield was perfect because I knew they needed help. And it's just so amazing to go down there. It's so relaxing, and the animals are in a peaceful environment. A lot of them have come from abuse and neglect, and so they can live out their days in peace there. So that's why I love it.
So what was it about Hopefield that you chose instead of another animal sanctuary?
Hopefield is the nearest sanctuary to me. I live in Hackney, and it's the nearest one to me, so that's kind of was in my choice, but obviously the people and the animals as well were part of the choice as well.
Cool. And you've been doing lots of promotion for Hopefield recently, and how do you feel to know that you've boosted the amount of visitors during the week?
I feel amazing to know that, and I feel amazing that, you know, that people are actually coming and supporting. We need more support, of course, and I just thank everyone that's come down so far. I think it's been incredible. The local community have really supported us as well, so just want to say please keep coming down and supporting us, because the help is invaluable to us.
Cool. And how much have you raised on the sponsored walk so far?
The sponsored walk so far, we have to, well, quite a lot. We have to kind of get it together and look at everything, because people were doing the sponsorships this morning, so at the end of the day we'll know, and we'll let you know a definite figure.
Cool. And I can't have an interview without quickly asking about the X Factor, if you don't mind. Yeah. Have you been watching it this year?
I've watched snippets of it. I'm trying to go on YouTube, and I might watch it tonight actually, but I've watched like little bits and pieces.
Is there any artists that stand out so far?
I haven't watched enough of it yet to see, but I will, because the live shows have started now. I couldn't watch it last night because I was at the MJ tribute, but I'll watch it from this week.
And how did the tribute go last night?
Went really well, thank you. I sang two songs, I'll Be There and Stranger in Moscow, so it was really fun. I met the Jacksons, and JLS were there. I met Pixie Lott, so it was fun.
Cool. Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Yeah.
And good luck with the rest of the walk.
Thank you. Thank you so much.